Hello, and thank you for listening to the SoCal Freemason. My name is Brian Colburn, and I'm a member of the Greenleaf Gardens Lodge, number 670, Free and Accepted Masons, in Whittier, California. Our lodge has decided to put together this podcast for the purpose of community awareness and to promote Masonic education. We will read Masonic papers and discuss various topics with guests. We will also invite Lodge Committee Chairmen to discuss their activities and progress throughout the year. With that having been said, I would like to take this time to introduce Brother David Rubin, Greenleaf Gardens Lodge Activities Chairman for the year. David?
For those of you who don't know me, my name is David Rubin. I am sitting in the junior deacon's seat this year and will be acting as chairman for our newly formed Activities Committee, the goal of which is to plan fun and interesting activities for our fraternity. I am here today to take a few minutes to give everyone an overview of the activities we have in store this year. We are looking forward to at least one event each month. This way, it won't be just business as usual. Our plans are to come up with some fresh ideas for new activities, as well as continue with some of our time-honored traditions, like the Santa Maria barbecue. Some of these events are set in stone, while others are at this time tentative. I would like to remind the listeners that these events will be posted on the Greenleaf Gardens website at www.calodges.org/NO670. As each event draws near, we will be including more detailed information, such as time, location, attire, cost if any, as well as any other details to help make it fun and successful. We will have the website set up in such a way that anyone will be able to RSVP for some of these events directly from their computer. You can also have it set up so that an email notification and reminder of each event for which you have RSVP'd be sent directly to you. These activities are meant to add an extra dimension to the lodge in order to help bring us together on a social and fraternal level. As you can imagine, it can be a very difficult task to create and plan events which will be of interest to the majority of the brethren. So we hope that you will take advantage of the feedback area of the website in order to offer your ideas and suggestions for events and activities which you would like to see take place at the lodge. The hope is that through your continued input and feedback, we can strive to realize the desires of everyone in the years to come. Now for the events. In January, we have scheduled our ethnic potluck dinner. February, the Valentine's Sweetheart Dinner. In March, we will be presenting the Hiram Award. In April, we have our Past Masters Night Dinner. For May, we are planning a visitation to the Prince Hall Lodge for a third degree. In June, a picnic at the lodge. For July, we are planning a visitation to Long Beach VA Hospital. In August, we are planning a trip to the USS Midway in connection with our annual constitutional observance. In September, of course, we have our Santa Maria barbecue, as well as attendance to the Grand Lodge in San Francisco. Again, I would like to remind everyone to take time to periodically check out the Greenleaf Gardens website for new and updated events, and please take advantage of the automatic email notifications as well as the feedback functions. Brian has put many hours of effort into creating this tool, which is meant to enhance everyone's experience and life as a free and accepted Mason. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Our first Masonic discussion is entitled Freemasonry: Who We Are and What We Do, narrated by worshipful Chris Klump, Greenleaf Gardens Lodge, number 670 in Whittier, California.
Friends, in an effort to introduce Freemasonry in general, as well as address the specific questions of many listeners, this session presents a collection of various Masonic information. In its entirety, the message is Freemasonry: Who We Are and What We Do. Masonry in the 21st century serves a different purpose than when it was formed by stonemasons in the Middle Ages. Yet our mission and principles are still relevant today and will likely endure for centuries to come. Having a history that spans almost 300 years, Masonry is the world's first and largest fraternal organization. In California, we have more than 350 lodges and 70,000 members. Indeed, there are 13,000 lodges and 2 million members in the United States alone. With 5 million members worldwide, our presence is quite prominent internationally. Our mission, as Masons, is guided by the enduring principles of our fraternity: brotherly love, relief, and truth, and our core values, which include ethics, through leading lives based on honor and integrity, tolerance for religious, ethnic, cultural, social, and educational differences that may exist among us, personal growth through the continuous pursuit of knowledge, philanthropy through charitable giving and community service, family and individual freedom. Masonry is a body of knowledge and a system of ethics based on the belief that each man has a responsibility to improve himself while being devoted to his family, faith, country, and fraternity. For nearly 350 years, considerable thought and study of Masonic ideals have been shared in Masonic lodges and writings. Masons and authors interested in Masonry have published thousands of books and articles concerning ethics, leadership, and civil society. One Masonic library in Philadelphia contains some 75,000 volumes. And today, there are thousands of websites dedicated to the continued exploration of Masonic principles and their application to our modern society. As Masons, we are continually faced with the question, what do Masons do? Charity is at the heart of many Masonic activities. We strive to make a difference in our communities, our country, and our world through philanthropy and community service. Each year, California Masons donate millions of dollars and thousands of hours to various philanthropic causes, large and small. Masonic charities receive no local, state, or federal funding. They are supported entirely by member contributions. In California, we have several statewide Masonic philanthropic programs. For public schools, we offer a comprehensive workshop at no cost that builds educators' skills in identifying at-risk students and providing appropriate guidance. More than 4,500 educators have been trained, and the program has helped approximately 40,000 students. Our four-year scholarships of $45,000 and $10,000 each have enabled thousands of students to pursue a college education. Parents of more than 350,000 California children have used our Kids ID program to receive free fingerprinting and photo identification in case their child ever becomes missing. Children who have been abandoned, abused, or neglected are nurtured in a loving, family-centered environment at our children's home at Covina, one of the finest residential programs of its kind in the United States. Two Shrine hospitals in California provide free specialized medical and rehabilitation services to children with problems of the spinal cord, bones, joints, and muscles. The Shrine hospitals also treat children with severe burns and have pioneered many burn treatments now in use worldwite. Scottish Rite Language Disorder Centers, located throughout California, provide free services to children who suffer from dyslexia, stuttering, and other related learning or speech disorders. The Masonic Homes of California, in my personal opinion, symbolizes the crown jewel of our Masonic charity in California. It was founded over 100 years ago to provide fraternal relief to those in need. The two campuses, one in Union City and one in Covina, provide independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing care for Masons and their wives or widows. The Union City campus also offers care for those with Alzheimer's and dementia. In addition, the Masonic Homes provides free assistance to those who wish to remain in their home or in another care facility as they cope with the challenges of aging. I refer to the Masonic Homes program as symbolizing the crown jewel of Masonic charity in California because Masons believe very strongly in taking care of their brethren. The fraternity nurtured by the Mason will, in turn, nurture the Mason should the need arise. A Mason need not fear growing older, nor growing older alone. Remember when I said that Masonry in the 21st century serves a different purpose than when it was formed by stone Masons in the Middle Ages? In the Middle Ages, the term Freemason referred to highly skilled stonemasons who were hired as free agents to build castles and cathedrals in England and Scotland. Because of the inherent danger of their work, many stonemasons formed local organizations called guilds or lodges to take care of the sick and injured members, as well as the widows and orphans of those who were killed on the job. They also used lodges as places to meet, receive their pay, plan their work, train new apprentices, and socialize. In 1717, the Freemasons formally organized as a fraternal group in London and established the first governing body, called a Grand Lodge. Within the next 20 years, Freemasonry spread throughout Europe and made its way to the American colonies. In 1733, the first American Grand Lodge was established in Boston. George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock, and many other founding fathers were among the first Masons in America. During the Gold Rush of 1849, Masons who came to California in search of fortune brought our rich traditions with them. They soon founded some of California's first Masonic lodges in the mining towns of the Gold Country. In 1850, the same year that California became a state, the Grand Lodge of California was established in Sacramento. Now headquartered in San Francisco, with authority over 70,000 members and 350 lodges, it is one of the largest Grand Lodges in the world. Consider for a moment how Freemasonry operates. A lodge is a unit of Masons, as well as the building or room in which Masons meet. A Grand Lodge serves as a governing body for a specific geographic area. It sets policies and procedures, ensures that rules and regulations are followed, charters new lodges, provides information and assistance to its constituent lodges, and serves many other purposes, somewhat like a corporate headquarters. In the United States, there is a Grand Lodge for each state and the District of Columbia. A lodge has two kinds of formal meetings. The first is a monthly meeting devoted to the regular business of operating an organization. The second kind of meeting is ceremonial, used for admitting new members and advancing them through the degrees. In addition to these formal meetings, we have other activities and programs, many of which include our families. A degree is a stage or level of membership. The degrees explain Masonry and teach the fraternity's core values. As a man attains each level of membership, the lodge holds a ceremony to confer the degree. The three degrees are Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason, names which are taken from the craft guilds. In the Middle Ages, when a person wanted to join a craft, such as carpentry or stonemasonry, he was first apprenticed. As an apprentice, he learned the tools and skills of the trade. When he had proved his skills, he became a fellow of the craft. And when he had exceptional ability, he was known as a master of the craft. When a mason receives the third degree, he becomes a master mason and a full member of the fraternity. A man first becomes a mason at his local lodge. After he has advanced through the three degrees, he may join any of the other Masonic organizations, each of which focuses on different aspects of Freemasonry. The best known in the United States are the Scottish Rite, York Rite, and Shrine. A Mason may choose to obtain additional degrees through either Scottish Rite or York Rite. In addition, California has four research lodges dedicated to promoting scholarly Masonic study and discussion. There are Masonic organizations that admit both men and women, which offer couples the opportunity to share in the Masonic experience. The best known, Eastern Star, is the largest co-ed fraternal society in the world. Our three youth groups share the common goal of character building and community service. Established nearly a century ago, the groups are DeMolay International for young men, Rainbow for girls, and Job's Daughters for young women. Greenleaf Gardens Lodge number 670 has a long history of service to the greater Whittier community. Each year, the Arnold Wilmot Scholarship Fund awards a number of scholarships to outstanding students graduating from Whittier area high schools. The lodge hosts the Masonic Kids ID program in connection with a variety of Uptown Whittier YMCA programs and other local community functions. In the past, the lodge has served as a polling place for elections. Listeners have proposed numerous questions of general interest. First is the question, is Masonry a secret organization? It really isn't a secret society, although it sometimes has that reputation. Masons certainly don't make a secret of the fact that we're members of the fraternity. We hold community events. Masonic buildings are clearly marked and are usually listed in the phone book. Lodge activities are not secret. Our events are often listed in the newspapers, especially in smaller towns. The next question deals with Masonry and religion. Masonry is not a religion, nor is it a substitute for religion. The fraternity requires its members to have a belief in a supreme being, but the fraternity itself is not affiliated with any religion. In fact, Masons are prohibited from discussing religion at meetings. We are open to men of all faiths. Sometimes people confuse Masonry with a religion because traditionally Masonic buildings are called temples. But we use the word in the same sense that Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes called the Supreme Court a temple of justice. Most California lodges now refer to their buildings as Masonic centers. Next is the question of Masonry and politics. While Masons are encouraged to participate in civic activities, Freemasonry does not endorse political candidates or legislation. Some listeners have asked, why do Masons wear aprons? Stonemasons wore leather aprons centuries ago to protect their skin and clothing, as well as to carry their tools. Today, the aprons are traditional garments worn as a symbolic connection to our stonemason roots. Still others have asked, what does G stand for in the Masonic emblem? The G stands for Supreme Being and for geometry, which were important to the work of the ancient stonemasons. Many of our members have said that the benefits of membership in Freemasonry include personal growth, which is achieved through our ongoing pursuit of knowledge ethics and leadership skills, friendships and a sense of belonging through association with other men and their families who share common values and beliefs, and participation in community service and philanthropic programs. One of Masonry's traditions is that we do not solicit members. Interested applicants must ask for an application on their own. Membership is open to men age 18 years or older who believe in a supreme being. We welcome men of all ethnic and religious backgrounds who meet the qualifications and standards. If you are interested in applying for membership or have other questions concerning the fraternity, contact the Lodge Secretary at area code 562-695-2755 for a membership information and application packet.
All right, and a special thanks to Worshipful Master Chris Klump and Brother David Rubin. Thanks for listening. Check out next month's podcast entitled So Mote It Be, read by Brother Daryl Capon. And for future episodes, check us out at www.calodges.org/NO670. Until next time, take care.